Welcome, sir, to the Cameron Journal podcast.
Thank you so much, Cameron. It is truly a pleasure to be here. And the article you wrote for Rouges, we're in our, I guess, probably 16th or 17th year, was, if not the best, one of the best we've seen anywhere, which was, and we blasted it out and got some tremendous response on it. And so I'm anxious to do this one again today and look, not just look forward to it, very honored and privileged to be part of this podcast.
Well, thank you very much. And there was a lot of great people that worked on that podcast. I was the one that, or worked on that article rather. I was the one that talked to you, but we had probably four or five people doing research and gathering data and digging in. So it was a huge team effort to pull it all together. But thank you very much. So I want to dive right in to take us to January 6th. When did you know that you had a problem?
Right.
And what happened on that day that kind of activated you to drawing the connection of what's going on?
Right. Well, we've often said, we've been saying since basically this month in 2004, that out of control weaponized Christianity. And for anyone listening to your podcast, if you want to Google Dominion Christianity or something called the New Apostolic Reformation or the Seven Mountains Mandate, all of this is the kind of stuff that Sarah Palin is involved in, and so many others that were in titular positions in the Trump administration, Mike Pompeo, Mike Pence, Betsy DeVos, endless numbers of others. You will see that we became extraordinarily concerned about the United States military, Cameron, which is the technologically most lethal organization ever created by our species, Homo sapiens, becoming a massive force multiplier for this version of Christianity that is very much, the best way I can say it is that it's just like ISIS or Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, but from a Christian perspective. And it's, so we've been telling people all along that this was not like, you know, Houston, we have a problem. Your question was excellent. You said, when did you know that you had a problem? We've said this is not a problem, issue, or challenge. In fact, it's a national security threat every bit as much internally as what we're facing externally by the Taliban, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, Boko Haram, the Mujahideen, ISIS, et cetera. So we've been saying that for a long time. Leading up after the election, when the steal the, steal
Stop
the election.
Stop the steal campaign.
Stop the steal campaign became so ubiquitous and so forceful and picked up by so many people that clearly knew better. It's just as ridiculous as these same people saying that Putin played no role in helping Trump get elected the first time, when all 17 of our national security agencies, and many people listening to your podcast may have, you know, they probably heard of the CIA, but we've got 16 others out there. All 17 made it clear that Russia had significantly intervened in that election to get Trump elected. So we began to realize about this, you know, that shortly after November 3rd, I'd say within 10 to 12 days, that there was going to be a very serious issue. Even a few days before, after we got done with New Year's, as we were leading up. And of course, don't forget, we had this major election happening the day before in Georgia, you know, with, right. With both of those Democrats, you know, in a yes. very tight race and, you know, defeating Kelly Loeffler and I forget who's
David Perdue.
Right. Perdue lost. And so this was a huge thing. And then I think that just spurred everything on. So in kind of the Twitter sphere, online with everything else, all the social media, we were getting all kinds of things lighting up, but no one really knew what was happening. And then when it actually did happen, it reminded me of 9/11. Everybody thought that we just had planes that, you know, had bad navigation at first. And, well, why did this plane crash into the building? It took a while for us to understand what was happening. We were all glued to the newscasts around the clock for a number of days after that. And yes. And then when it became clear, you know, with the move to impeach Trump, you know, who we view as a pathological narcissist, pathological liar, coward, someone who's been entitled since birth. You know, he lies the way the rest of us circulate blood, reflect light, and breathe. We became very, very well aware of the fact that this was exactly the thing we've been warning about, you know, for more than a decade and a half. When we saw on social media, Air Force Academy graduates, one of them a wing commander. That means he's the highest ranked cadet among the 4,400 at the Academy when he was at the Academy, posting pictures there at the insurrection. It was literally astonishing. And within a matter of hours after it happened, we got lit up here with everybody, in the world, reaching out saying, "This is exactly what you've been saying." We said, "Yeah, we know, we know." And it was horrible. The number of members of the National Guard, active duty, reserve, or veterans, including people from special forces, Navy SEALs, et cetera, were so involved with this, along with law enforcement, and of course, many law enforcement people, Cameron, are veterans. And so, when you
Yes.
look at the incredible financial heft, prestige, and power of the United States military, when that becomes inextricably intertwined with, virulent Christian dominionism or fundamentalist Christianity, we don't have that problem issue or challenge. It's a national security threat, and that's what everybody's saying now. And we've been saying, we became an overnight sensation, but although we've been fighting it since February 4th, this day, 17 years ago, when Mel Gibson's movie, which we refer to as the, well, of course, it's the Passion of the Christ, Cameron, but we call it the Jesus Chainsaw Massacre or Freddy versus Jesus. When that movie came
Yes.
out and the pressure being put upon the cadets at the Air Force Academy, I had my kids were there at the time, staff and faculty to go see this movie together, was the first inkling that we had that there was something terribly amiss here. This was before we had two Americas, where, we all have family members and friends, I'm sure yourself included, that can look at a green tree, the blue of the sky, the white of the clouds, and that's where it ends between the two of you. Because they can look at Trump and think he's wonderful. They can look at children in cages and think it's fabulous. They can look at the supremacy of virulent conservative Christians and white people and straight people and Christian people over everybody else as being magnificent. And that's why families and marriages and friendships have been lost. I certainly have lost a bunch of them. Maybe you have as well.
I have lost five friendships, one best friend, and I don't talk about politics with my parents anymore. Like, we just, yes, they live in the middle of the country. I live in a coastal city. That should tell you everything about why we don't talk
No,
about
I understand
politics.
it, but I mean, our foundation is chartered in Washington, D.C., but we're all over the country. Our media folks are L.A., research is in New Jersey. I live in New Mexico, and we're a blue state, and we haven't always been, but it was very clear with the horrific stuff that happened. And now, of course, it didn't take long, what, 72 hours for the people on the in the red world to claim that this was BLM and Antifa behind it. I just got an email about an hour ago where,
There were literally no black people in
oh,
the
I know
crowd. I
that.
don't understand
I know that,
that.
but you
Like,
saw the
no
people
black people
wearing
were
the
present.
6 million was not enough dead Jews, the Camp Auschwitz.
Yes.
And
Yes.
I just got from a guy who's a former Air Force pilot, who's actually not a bad person. He just lives in this alternate universe, sent me an email. If I can find it, let me see if I can pull it up. I want to read it to you if I could just find it here. He says, he has seen evidence and interviews that people at the riots were bussed in and paid $25 to $30 an hour to cause trouble and wear MAGA hats and to put the blame on Trump. And he says the mainstream media won't touch this, but of course his outlets are One America News Now, Newsmax, Breitbart, and Fox. What are you going to? You can't sit there and if
I wish the left were as organized as Republicans think it is, because if it were, no Republican would be elected in most of this country ever
You are
again.
so
The
correct.
left is not that
I can tell you
organized.
that when you get a bunch of Republicans, that's a perfectly. I couldn't. I've got to salute you as I face northwest from Albuquerque, because I've often said if you put a bunch of Republicans and conservatives in a from different organizations in a room together, they will coordinate like a well-oiled machine. If you put liberals, Democrats in a room together, and I've been in both rooms, they will try to peck
Yes.
each other's eyes out with pens and pencils.
Oh, the circular firing squad on the left is very real. It is, it, as someone who came from Republican politics and then moved to Democrat politics, it's something that I find incredibly frustrating. Herding cats is
And
easier.
that's why I have such respect for Stacey Abrams and what she was able to do. She had others, and there were others that helped, but she did a magnificent job in Georgia. But of course, Georgia is where Marjorie Taylor Greene comes from. We actually have seated members of the Congress that have called for the execution of the sitting, Speaker of the House, and even the concept of buying into the QAnon stuff. We got a new client, clients yesterday from soldiers at Fort Rucker in Alabama that are going through a highly prestigious military course, and they were all seated together within 12 inches of each other. They're going to be that way for the next 5 weeks. And of course, they're wearing masks, but not the wonderful N95s, the porous cloth masks. And several of the soldiers asked their cadre, "What are we doing about COVID?" Since 10 of them had already, before they got there, I guess right as they got there, tested positive and had to be dismissed from this prestigious, warrior program. And the leader said, "You catch COVID, that's your problem. There's no more COVID issues to deal with anymore." And literally tried to push it aside. We went right to the Pentagon on this one. But yeah, I can tell you, if you believe that social distancing is ridiculous and masks are going to spread the disease, you're part of the people that stormed the, you're right in the same mindset of the people that were involved in that insurrection on January 6th. And the U.S. military played such a paramount role. I'm not sure if you've seen the astonishing mandate from the new Secretary of Defense, the first African American, Lloyd Austin, former four-star general and West Point graduate, class of 1975. He ordered the military to stand down for the next 60 days to engage in massive introspection regarding extremism. And we're not just talking about white extremism or straight extremism or male extremism. Ultimately, the mothership of all of this is fundamentalist Christianity, which is incredibly homophobic, transphobic, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, and a homophobic has a huge hatred of the United States Constitution because they believe that, again, their weaponized gospel, Cameron, of Jesus Christ should always, literally trump, pun intended, the Constitution, because the Constitution is mere words of man, not women, men. And of course, their version of Christianity has been dictated by their version of warrior Jesus. So we are in a place that I never fully understood, being someone who had a lot of members of my family that died at Auschwitz, Dachau, Treblinka, Birkenau, Mauthausen. I couldn't understand how such a scientifically advanced nation like Germany, after the Versailles Treaty and the loss in the Great War of World War I, could have believed the crap coming out of the mouth of Hitler. Now I fully understand.
Yeah, no, that's. I think we've all gotten an education in how autocracy begins as we continue to dance perilously close to circling the drain of it. I think one of the. In fact, I was on the phone with my friend from Russia last night, and she said, "How she's, thick Russian accent. How do your country not have dictator? Trump could have declared himself dictator. How is this possible? Trump is stupid." It's like even she can see, having lived under the Soviet system and under
Right.
Putin, that Trump is a bad
Right.
autocrat.
Well, I think we all know, and again, from my position, the position of many others, is that this Trump is the same Trump as when he was 2 or 3 years of age. He's not very intelligent. He's been given everything his entire life. He's never been in a fight his entire life. He's been given, he is, I believe, very mentally ill. He's a liar. He's a coward. And he's not even very good at it. And yet, the number of people, I mean, he can sit there and castigate Ted Cruz's wife and accuse Ted's deceased father of complicity in the Kennedy execution. And Cruz will continue to try to be a, how do I say this nicely, a spelunker up Trump's ass as much as he possibly can to try to curry favor. The same thing with Kevin McCarthy. After he denounces Trump on the floor of the House, that took about 24 to 72 hours before he started praising him again and flew down to South Florida because they're all looking to 2022 because they need this maniac and the half-wits who support him, to try to continue their power. And it's you can't, just like you talked about the five friends, one of best friend, family members. You cannot reason with someone. If you sit there and tell somebody that if you put your hand over an open flame, it's going to burn, you can talk, and the other person says, "No, it won't." You literally can talk for the rest of your life before someone tries it, and they still won't pay any attention, and then that's the way the world works. So you have to move on. And that's the, democracy is, as you know very well, Cameron, it is governing by persuasion. And autocracy, tyrants that are dictators, again, that's governing by dictation, by dictatorship. So what are you going to do?
No, that's very true. What was the day of January 6th like? Like, you wake up, 2 hours behind because you're in mountain time zone, all this type of thing. When did your phone start having apoplexy
I
out?
started getting,
And how did you kind of handle the rest of
I'm
the
trying to
day?
remember. I started, first of all, most of my messages were, "Oh my God, it looks like we've won in Georgia." And
Yes.
Raphael Warnock had, what I think one of them I had one better than the other one had. And there was still some question, but it was a wonderful feeling. There were questions about, well, what do we do if it's 50? Sorry, we've got security dogs here.
No,
If it's
it's okay.
50.
Yeah. Warnock was definitive and Ossoff was a huge question. It was very
Right,
confusing.
right. I think Ossoff was one of them. Either Ossoff or Warnock had won by more than the other. It was a
Yeah.
wonderful feeling of, oh my God, it's 50-50 in the Senate. And tell us more about Kamala Harris. How does this work? Will there be a power sharing agreement between Moscow Mitch, and Schumer? How's
Right,
that going to
yeah.
happen? And that quickly turned. I started getting texts, phone calls, emails as to, do you see what's happening in Washington? And again, I draw a parallel. I got goosebumps right now talking about this with you. My wife was visiting her mom, who just lives a few minutes away. I turned on the TV and I was gobsmacked. I was thunderstruck. Yeah, I mean, my God, it's actually happened. All the stuff that's talked about, and then they started talking about. I saw what it was that there was a member of Congress that was on the stage there in Lafayette Square with Trump. There was Trump speaking. The DJ TJ, right? Donald J. Trump Jr. Talked about, this is your hour. You can be a hero or a zero. And I saw the first time I realized that, this was not just people standing quietly out in front protesting. I saw these Spider-Man wannabes crawling up that one wall. And then I realized, oh my
I know.
God, this is it. I called my wife. I canceled everything I got except for the clients that were there. And I hadn't even thought about the military involvement yet because I was literally stunned by what I was seeing. And then before I don't know, everything, my desire to eat, drink, anything else kind of waned. We all stared like we passed a terrible car accident on the freeway where you cannot not look at it, or you see an accident at a NASCAR event. Not that I've been to one of those yet, but my God, it was just amazing. And then when I started getting indicators that members, alumni from the Air Force Academy were there, I kind of got drawn back into reality, thinking, okay, this is what we've been talking about since February 4th, 2004. That's a long, long time, and it's bad enough when you have this. Remember, the Proud Boys knelt on the way to Pennsylvania Avenue from when at I guess at the speech, the insightful speech by Trump. They knelt to pray to Jesus.
Yes.
There are people carrying crosses. We saw all the Jesus signs, everything that was there. And so when you look, again, whenever you see the American flag carried like that with the cross, remember what Sinclair Lewis said, right? The first American to win the Nobel Prize in Literature back, I think, in the 30s, with his book,
Yeah.
It Can't Happen Here, that when fascism comes to America, it'll be, wrapped in the American flag carrying a cross. And there it was. Let's keep in mind, it's not even been a full month since this happened. We're still trying to figure this out. And, we are dealing with a tremendous amount of pent up hatred, bigotry, bullying that is fueled by this religious zealotry, as presented again by that mothership of fundamentalist Christianity, which makes it clear that it's you either accept this version of the Christian faith. And I want to say it again, that about 95% of our 72,000 plus clients here at the Military Religious Freedom Foundation are Christians, as are about 80% more than that of our staff, et cetera. But they are Christians being persecuted by other Christians and being told they're not Christian enough. And so there you see it. It was so obvious that Trump had whipped this up, with the Stop the Steal campaign, despite the fact that there were 60 lawsuits that overwhelmingly, I think there was one on a technicality that he won that was irrelevant. When even Bill Barr, one of the biggest monsters on planet Earth, said there's simply no widespread fraud. The truth is, this was the safest and largest election in American history. And Trump won by, rather, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won by a landslide, both by the electoral vote and by the popular vote. So it's almost, I told my wife, if we watch this together, because she co-founded MRFF with me. It's like someone told you that a leprechaun came and stole their car in their front yard, despite the fact that they parked their car in the driveway and there's a million, Ring cameras and other cameras watching it. And how do you tell someone that leprechauns don't exist and it's just not there if that's what they want to believe? So when you've got the big lie from Trump and his enablers, it's just like the big lie from Hitler and Goebbels and all the others, that the Jews are subhumans. They stabbed us in the back of the Treaty of Versailles. And if you tell the big lie long enough, and you have, in this case, media outlets like One America News Now, all the ones being sued by Dominion, voting machines and all the other voting entities. I saw today that Fox is being sued now by another one of the one, for libel and defamation.
Yes.
And so what do you do when you sit there and say, no, there are no leprechauns, and we've checked the cameras, and they're going to say, well, leprechauns can turn themselves into invisibility. Cameron, it's insanity. But we're talking about this being extant, so ubiquitous in the Pentagon that we call it the Pentecostal gun. And that's where all the weapons of mass destruction are, all the drones, all the conventional weapons, all the laser-guided weapons. So again, it's not Houston, we have a problem issue or challenge. We have a national security threat that is thriving and not moving slowly, but metastasizing at warp speed, or at least light speed, since Operation Warp Speed hasn't turned out so great for the virus. And so we find ourselves here today, and we just had the Secretary of Defense yesterday say we're gonna take a sixth of this year to sit down internally and try to weed this out. And but at this point, if you are a Trump supporter and you still think he's your president, and we have some active duty members of the military, some of them officers, saying that Donald J. Trump is still my president. These are people that should be court-martialed. We have our own criminal system and the criminal justice system in the military called the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. When you're at, look, the head of the Association of Graduates at the Air Force Academy, Mike Gould, a retired three-star general and fundamentalist Christian and former superintendent there, a member of the class of 1976, caused a giant row among the graduate community just a week ago or so when he stated that, very much like what Trump said at Charlottesville, there are fine people on both sides. When asked what the position of the Association of Graduates Board was on this, he basically said, we had a very spirited discussion, but there are good arguments on both sides, so we just kind of let it go like that. That dropped like atomic bombs. If your neighbor's house is on fire, you're not going to form a committee and sit down and deliberate whether you call 911. Well, this is what we're dealing with. As you said earlier in this interview, we almost lost democracy on January 6th. We came perilously close to it. We're still in a pretty much stunned by it. We still need to work our way through it. But as we sit here on this podcast, the Americans are divided in completely two camps. If you see somebody sporting an American flag or someone that says, have a blessed day or something like that, you know what camp they're in. And or if you see that terrible Confederate flag someplace, COVID doesn't exist. It was invented by the left and Democrats to try to allow a bunch of people that normally shouldn't be allowed to vote, basically people of color, to find an easy way to get their votes in, to get the greatest president in the history of these United States out of office. And they did it. Those terrible BLM people, those Antifa people, those horrible leftists, those horrible Jews, because they're all in there as well. And everybody who's not straight or white or male. So, there you go.
So what I guess I have two questions for you. And that is one, what advocacy have you been doing since January 6th? And two, what are we going to do about this? As I recall, I asked you the same question the last time we
Yeah,
talked.
you ask great
And
letters, great
yes.
great questions rather. And it's a it, you know, I mean, with you, 30 minutes on a podcast go by like in about 30 seconds. But we are actively involved right now with many, many areas around the military. I can't get specific because we've just been crushed with this, with clients dealing in the military with those folks that are still completely committed to Trump, committed to the fact that COVID is a hoax. There are various levels of leadership, not just in the active duty military, but certainly the Guard, the Air and Army National Guard, the reserves. We broke a story just last week of a chaplain, a first lieutenant chaplain candidate, who was posting on Facebook that the Joint Chiefs of Staff had engaged in deceptive sedition. This is General Mark Milley, the leaders of all the branches of our military, including the Space Force and National Guard, from a lowly first lieutenant who also claimed that Democrats are trying to kill your children, Catholics are not real, are not real Christians. It was horrible. This was all over his private Facebook page. We blew that story up. This is right the week after a Army chaplain major at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. The day after Biden allowed transgenders to come back in the military, slammed transgenders on social media. This is the kind of stuff that is basically like mutiny on the bounty. And getting graphic, I mean, the Russians, I mean, rather the Romans used to take off the heads of dissenters and stick them on a pole in front of the city. And that changed behavior. Well, obviously, we don't do that anymore, but we do have a military criminal code. So what MRFF is saying to all of these people that are doing these things, either shut your mouth, fold your uniform, put in your paperwork and get out, or you need to be court-martialed, aggressively, visibly, publicly court-martialed. That's why we have the code there. If you allow people to rob banks or to rape other people and to distribute drugs and to murder, and you don't do anything about it, well, doesn't that speak for itself? So that's what we are deeply involved in on a multiplicity of levels. We have people reaching out to us that we haven't had reach out to us before. On the flip side, the threats that we're getting, I think I sent you one last night that came in late for things like what's called an imprecatory prayer. Did you get the one I sent you last night? Yeah,
Yes, I
they
did.
often do this. They pray Psalm 109, which basically asking their warrior version of Jesus to plunder our fields, seize our assets, and cut off my our family for the next 10 generations. Which, if you know anything about biology, you can't just eliminate all Weinstein DNA and then we pop back in 10 generations. I mean, it's ridiculous beyond belief. Of course, you're reading material that came out in the Bronze Age. So we are currently prosecuting
Yes.
someone. We actually caught a person, someone we hired to help us with our yard, who sent filthy texts to my wife, claiming that we were part of Antifa and that the only antidote for our treason was Trump. In New Mexico, as in most states, to use the phone to threaten, harass, intimidate, is against the law. So the DA, is pressing charges, and we are moving forward with that prosecution. We got to be careful. We have to be very careful about protecting ourselves, and we're fortunate to have a lot of defensive mechanisms and great bodyguards and a very excellent law enforcement and district attorney's office out here.
No, that's excellent. Well, we've come to that part of the show, even though I would love to keep talking to you longer, you have a time crunch. We've come to that part of the show where we talk about plugs and where people can find you online. So why don't you give people a guide to where they can go and learn more?
Well, thank you so much. Anyone that's interested in helping what we do, we're a nonprofit. If you want to help us out, and all I can say is that you get a tax deduction because we're a 501c3 and it's the right thing to do. If you go to www or just militaryreligiousfreedom.org, that's the easiest thing. If you have any questions, I don't hide my phone number or we hide in plain sight. My private number is 505, or my public number, 505-250-7727. I'm on Twitter at Mikey Weinstein. We're on Facebook for Military Religious Freedom Foundation, and we'd love the support, and we really appreciate the opportunity to be on this wonderful podcast with Cameron, and look forward to the next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us on the Cameron Journal podcast. I appreciate it.